Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's good to have you here with me for a Monday, September 13th, 2021. This is edition number 78 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We are working our way through the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Today we're going to continue to look at the Sixth Commandment, or the exposition of the Sixth Commandment, as given to us from question 69 of the Shorter Catechism, as well as larger catechism question 136. But let's pray first, and then we'll consider these things together. Our God in heaven, as we begin another week, another day, we thank you for your mercies and your kindness to us. We thank you for the privilege of the Lord's Day that we've enjoyed. And we pray, Lord, that as we now enter into this time of looking at your word, that you would give us your spirit, that you would strengthen us for the task at hand, and that you would be gracious to us. May you show us your favor, even now, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, question 69, again, says, what is forbidden in the Sixth Commandment? And the answer is that the Sixth Commandment forbiddeth the taking away of our own life, or the life of our neighbor unjustly, or whatsoever tendeth thereunto. Now, the larger catechism, of course, expands further, much further, on this particular question in question 136. What are the sins forbidden in the Sixth Commandment? And today we're going to consider, excuse me, the phrase sinful anger, hatred, envy, or desire of revenge. So, sinful anger, hatred, envy, desire of revenge. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, we read there in the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus says, but I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. Now here, the Savior is pointing out that, as verse 21 of chapter 5 clearly tells us, you've heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not murder. We know that this is a connection. This connects the Sixth Commandment to the issue of, as the Catechism so clearly states, sinful anger. Now, that qualification is very important because anger itself is not necessarily a sin. There is righteous anger. You know, we should be angry at the wicked and their deeds. There are things that make us righteously anger, but here we're talking about sinful anger, anger that causes one to lose control of himself, anger that is not just or not justified or can't be substantiated by the facts at hand. And so Jesus connects sinful anger with that of the Sixth Commandment, murdering your brother with your anger or in your heart. Now, we've all had this experience, I suspect, where we've lost control of ourselves. We've raised our voice. We've yelled. We've said things we shouldn't have said. We're going to cover that in tomorrow's edition, actually. But we've done things that would be qualified as sinful anger. Well, according to the Savior, according to the Sixth Commandment, we have murdered our brother, our sister, that image bearer, with that behavior. One of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And righteous anger is marked by self-control. That one does not lose control of his emotions, his words, his thoughts, his behavior, his actions. Sinful anger does not demonstrate any self-control at all. And so, not only that, but it also forms in us a bitterness and a harboring of ill will towards another person, thinking thoughts like, I wish he were dead, I wish he would stop bothering me. You know, things that tend in that direction are the things that would be under this rubric of sinful anger. It goes on to say hatred. In 1 John 3:15, we've considered this verse already in the things that are required by the Sixth Commandment. So I'll just be very brief here. But in 1 John 3, verse 15, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Of course, the opposite here is John is trying to present it in this text, as well as elsewhere in this letter, is that we are called to love. The quintessential characteristic of the Christian is love one another. And so the opposite of this, of course, is hatred towards someone, towards our brother, towards our sister. And if we hate them, if we do not love them with a Christian love, and we discussed this a number of episodes ago, then John says we don't have eternal life, that we don't know the Savior. It violates the sixth commandment. And then it goes on, envy, and from Proverbs chapter 14 and in verse 30, there we read, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Envy. Being jealous of a brother or sister who has some success in life, something happens, and we don't rejoice with those who rejoice. Instead, we hate or we envy those who have blessings given to them. We are jealous of their gifts. We envy them for any other circumstance or situation. This would all be covered under the rubric of violating the sixth commandment. You're not looking for the goodwill or the good of the other person. You're seeking their harm, even if you don't physically touch them. In your mind and in your heart, you are working against them. And then finally, a desire of revenge. It's very close. Of course, it's an outworking of hatred. It's a lack of love to seek the revenge of other people. Seek revenge on other people. And the Apostle Paul tells us clearly in Romans 12, verse 19, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. On the other hand, he goes on to say, if your enemy is hungry, you should feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. That would be the essence of love. The outworking of hatred is taking vengeance upon another person, either bodily, verbally, ruining their reputation with your words. The list goes on and on. But these four items that are not often considered are part and parcel of that command to not kill or not murder. So sinful anger. Anger that is not controlled, not covered under the rubric of righteousness, hatred towards others, not love as we're commanded to love the Imago Dei and other people, to love our brothers and sisters as brothers and sisters in the Lord, which is more valuable than even our relations on earth. Envy, being jealous of other people's successes, not rejoicing with them. And then seeking revenge, either with words or action. All of these violate the sixth command. All of these we have done, my friends, at one time or another. We're all guilty. We have a Savior who, when we think of these things, there was never a moment when he had sinful anger. He did get angry. You think of the event of the temple and the money changers. He hated sin. He hated hypocrisy. He had righteous hatred towards these things, but he loved the weak and the hurting of the world. He loved the Imago Dei and men. He grieved at the sinfulness of people. He never envied others. And he never desired revenge. Instead, he offered himself a sacrifice, a ransom for many, even upon those who were executing him, those who were putting him to death. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb to the slaughter. No vile word was in his mouth. He submitted himself to the will of his Father. All of these things the Savior did for us, and we lean upon him for the forgiveness that's so needed in these areas. And we're thankful for him that though we will transgress God's law, probably today, undoubtedly, maybe in these areas, there's always forgiveness. There's always hope in Christ. And so let's look to him. And let's seek then by his Spirit to put aside sinful anger, hatred, envy, and a desire of revenge. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. If they are, you can leave me a note. The way to contact me is there before you on the screen. And so until Tuesday, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk with him. God bless.